With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Over 130 young girls from different traditional authorities are taking part in the annual Olufuko Festival, which began on 20 June and will run until 1 July at the Olufuko Center in Utapi. Future Media's Maria Namupala reports.
OMSATI Governor Elginus Enjera said since its inception in 2012, the Olufuko Festival has grown beyond a mere celebration. It has as well become a movement that preserves and promotes tradition and cultural identity. This year's Olufuko is dedicated to celebrating the legacy of the late Dr. Sam Nujoma, founding president and father of the Namibian nation, who served as Olufuko's patron since its inception in 2012 until the time of his death. Enjera further said, Nujoma's visionary leadership and steadfast commitment to cultural preservation have left a mark, ensuring that Olufuko remains a beacon of tradition and heritage for generations to come. Mariana Mpara, reporting for Future Media, Ondangwa.
Large parts of the country have been experiencing colder weather, with some parts reaching freezing point and others rain. We asked Odilo Khobetsi from the Met Office what we can expect over the weekend.
We're expecting very cold conditions in the south. Temperatures will go below freezing level over the southern part, the central, as well as over the eastern part of the country. We are expecting this cold mass to remain. For the north, temperatures will become mild to warm, temperatures in the range of 20 degrees Celsius. Only going up to 23 degrees Celsius. So the coastal regions should expect fog patches during the course of the day, mild to warm, but cold in the south, and we should expect a significant well to remain over the southern part, foggy conditions.
Then below freezing temperatures are expected in most parts of Johannesburg this weekend due to the arrival of a cold front. Many parts of the metro are already recording below zero temperatures. Johannesburg Emergency Management Services spokesperson Robert Mulaudzi says they are on high alert for any emergencies.
Residents are urged to exercise caution while using any heating devices, not to leave them unattended. So that we can be able to prevent fire incidents which might occur during these extremely cold temperatures.
And Canada's Parliament has passed the One Canadian Economy Act, which aims to remove trade barriers, expedite nation-building projects, and unleash economic growth. The legislation is seen as a measure to counter U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs. Here's Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney with more.
This is what unlocks the potential of our country. This is what makes us different from the United States. This is what will make us more independent from the United States. This is what's going to move us forward, all coming together in a broad range of nation-building projects. This bill unlocks that.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.